August 14, we are not to glory in worldly wisdom. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, Jeremiah 9:23. Men are not to rejoice in their wisdom, their strength, or their riches, but in the fact that they have a knowledge of Christ. This knowledge is the most excellent, the most precious that we can possess. It is the pledge of everlasting life. For this is life eternal, that we might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Money cannot buy it, intellect cannot grasp it, power cannot command it, but to all who will accept it, God's glorious grace is freely given. But men may feel their need, and renouncing all self-dependence, accept salvation as a gift. Those who enter heaven will not scale its walls by their own righteousness, nor will its gates be opened to them for costly offerings of gold or silver. But they will gain an entrance to the many mansions of the Father's house through the merits of the cross of Christ. The self-righteous feel no need of Christ, and when those who profess his name extol their own wisdom and goodness, they give evidence that they are not acquainted with him. As soon as Christ is revealed to the soul, the sinner feels that his only hope is in the Lamb of God as the propitiation for sin. As Christ begins to open his love before him, watch the effect and see what it is. Many claim this experience who are strangers to the love of Christ, but it leads one to look with humility upon himself. If he gives evidence that the heavenly reward is of more value to him than his worldly possessions, then we may know that the beams of life from Christ are shining upon his soul. Out of Christ, human wisdom in all its forms is foolishness. For those who trust to their own wisdom have lost eternity out of their reckoning. To all who believe in Jesus as able to save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him, the gospel is the power and wisdom of God.